my father, as part of his work when I was growing up, went to Egypt a lot. And, you know, we talked a lot about the looting of, you know, the historical areas there. And whenever they found a tomb of possibly a pharaoh or somebody of any importance, it was completely robbed and looted. And I really kind of thought that that was a thing of the past, that that was something, I mean, that certainly wouldn't be happening now, but that is still happening on your land.
Yes, it is. Since this area is largely unprotected, I mean, we're talking about maybe one or two law enforcement officers under BIA that monitor this area. It's hard for them to ensure that the protection of these areas exists. So we do have friends and grassroots people that visit these sites regularly, and they mark the looting and the vandalism that occurs. And a lot of these include what we call cliff dwellings. They're basically stone and mortar structures that were built within sandstone alcoves. And so a lot of these places have original plaster on them. So you can imagine that our ancestors' hands were the ones that formed these, and their handprints are still visible in the plaster. And for us to visit these sites and honor them, and to go back and then see the walls knocked over or even some of the rock art shot at with firearms, you can understand the sense of desecration we feel. You know, it's as if my grandmother's home was looted. You know, it's that sense that we get when we go back to these areas and find pottery missing or just destruction in some of the areas. And some of it's intentional, some of it isn't. I mean, that's the reason why we want to make sure that there's designated trails for off-road vehicles. We want to share the culture and the history, and we want it to be a place of education for everyone involved. We're not seeking this to be another reservation. We're seeking this to share our knowledge with the rest of the world, because this is a very significant part of American history.